24 hours in a day, 365 days in a year. If we're lucky, we might get 80, 100, 120 years if we really look after ourselves. And isn't it exciting that we get to choose whether we're going to be happy, healthy, fit and strong, or whether we're going to be fat, old, weak, depressed and have a really crappy life? We get to choose. And people ask me every single day, Rowie, how do you make sure that you're happy, healthy, fit and strong for the rest of your life? Is it possible? Of course, the answer is yes. Nobody's arguing about that anymore. There are people who are still rock climbing, riding horses, playing their sport, ballroom dancing and making love to their partner when they're 80, 90, 100 years plus years of age. So we know that you can have great quality of life. But what are some of the keys to making that happen? And there's so many things that we could argue about, and people do. They argue about food and exercise and mental health and whether or not you have to get diseases. Well, what about the things we don't need to argue about? Nobody's going to argue that if you have a positive attitude that your life will be better. If you think positively, if you act optimistically, if you wake up every day and rather than looking for the dark side, you look for the happy and the bright side, then you're more likely to have a better day. So what if you just decided from this day forward, for the rest of my life, I'm going to be a positive, happy person. I'm going to choose to look for the happy things rather than the grumpy, miserable things. I'm going to choose to say happy words rather than grumpy ones. I'm going to watch happy television rather than miserable, dark television. I'm going to read happy books, listen to happy music. And people say to me every day, Rowie, you and your happy stuff. Well, you know, if you put negative, nasty, dark, horrible stuff into your brain, it's more likely that you'll have a day like that. So I choose to put happy stuff. And no one's going to argue. The top neuroscientists, psychologists, and psychologists in the world are all suggesting that a positive attitude is going to help your life be better. And you'll be physically and mentally more healthy. So number one, of course, is choose to be positive. And I always say, be happy. And I turn it into a little song. If you wake up every morning, get up, stand in front of the mirror and sing to yourself, be happy, be happy, be happy, much more likely to have a great day. So no one's going to argue that a positive attitude is a great thing. So that could be step number one. Step number two, nobody's going to argue that you need to be hydrated. And most people talk about food and exercise and all the other things that go along with having a successful life, but we forget the fact that our brain needs to be hydrated. Our body needs to be hydrated. If you want to flush the junk out of your body, you need to be hydrated. And are we getting enough fluid? And I always put it into that simple terminology. Drink more water till you've got clear wheeze. Drink more water till you've got clear wheeze. If you are waking up every single day and you are tinkling long and clear, then it's more likely that your body's working effectively. If you've got tiny, stinky little tinkles and they're bright yellow, it's more likely that your body's dehydrated, which means it doesn't work very effectively. And if you put that into perspective, we can live a fair whack of time without food. Most people live their whole life without exercise, but you can only live a few days without fluid. So obviously fluid is really important. And if you've got a headache or you're not feeling very energetic or things just aren't feeling well in your body, then one of the first things perhaps to look at is, are you drinking enough water till you've got clear wheeze? And if you've got yellow, stinky tinkle and not very much is coming out, then get some fluid into your body. Pretty simple. So positive attitude, drink more water till you've got clear wheeze. What about what do you eat? And there's so much argument, probably the most controversial topic on the planet. What should I eat? What shouldn't I eat? What time of the day should I eat? How much should I eat? Should I eat more carbohydrate or protein or fat or no carbohydrate and no protein and only fat? And there's a huge argument about food. Well, what about you working out for yourself? What if you ate more stuff that came out of the ground? What if you ate more stuff that had vitamins and minerals and phytochemicals in it and fiber so that when you eat food, it clears your body out. And of course, let's take all the food stuff out of it and let's go to the stuff that comes out your bottom. If you're pooing every day, and at least two times a day would be awesome, then you're getting the junk out of your body. And if you're not eating the food that gets the junk out of your body, then the junk's going to stay in your body. So rather than arguing about can't have, mustn't have, shouldn't have, don't have, what about we work out what do I need to eat to make sure that I'm pooing one, two times a day to get the junk out of my body? If I'm doing that, it means I'm probably putting some stuff in there that's cleaning my body out, which means I might be putting some stuff in there that's giving me the vitamins and minerals and phytochemicals that I need. And the question that I always ask about food, whatever you're eating, it should be giving you energy, it should be helping you perform at a top level, it should be making sure that you look super duper naked in front of the mirror, and that you're getting the results that you want from your eating plan. So whatever you choose to eat, make sure that it's giving you the energy that you need. It makes you look good and feel good, and you're pooing two times a day. Pretty easy. What about fitness? If you want to turn your body into a fat burning machine, if you want to pump happy drugs through your brain, if you want to just feel good every single day, no one's arguing anymore that you should exercise at all. Of course, you need to exercise. A human body's meant to move. But the argument of how often is now no longer an argument. If you want to feel good, why not feel good every day? So if you get up and exercise every day, and there's an argument about what time of the day you should exercise, but it's pretty much common sense. If you want to pump happy drugs through your brain, pump them in the morning. Get up, do some exercise. And when we're talking about exercise, it's just getting puffed. And the beautiful thing about getting puffed, it doesn't take very long, anywhere between 10 seconds and 60 seconds. If you go really hard, you'll get puffed. You can't go any longer than that. It's too hard. So get really puffed 3, 4, 5 times throughout the day. You'll pump happy drugs through your brain. You'll pump oxygen and nutrients and phytochemicals and fiber, and all of that stuff will go through your body more effectively because you're fit. If you're fit, your body prefers to burn fat rather than carbohydrates. So you turn your body into a fat burning machine. You actually change your respiratory quotient. There's a technical term for my body prefers to burn fat if you are fit. So if you turn your body into a fat burning machine by getting puffed 3, 4, 5 times throughout the day, and you can do that by jumping or skipping or running up and down the hallway or playing in the backyard with your kids or your dog. You can do it vacuuming, you can do it cleaning the car, you can do it running up a flight of stairs. Doesn't matter, as long as you get puffed. And if you get puffed, you get fit. And if you get fit, you pump happy drugs through your brain and you turn your body into a fat burning machine. And why not do that every single day? If you are fit, you are less likely to get sick. You are less likely to get diseases. You are less likely to get old. And we're all getting chronologically older, but if we stay fit, we can have quality of life for all of our life. It's so exciting. So get fit. So number one, be positive. Number two, drink more water till you've got clear wheeze. Number three, eat the stuff that makes you feel good and perform at your top level, and you're going to work out what that is. Number four, get fit. Turn your body into a fat burning machine and pump happy drugs through your brain, and it doesn't take very long. Last but not least, you've got to be strong, mentally and physically strong. If you've got a weak mind, then all sorts of rubbish can get into your brain. Negative thoughts, negative people can pull you down, criticism, gossip. If you've got a strong brain, then all of those things, that you can just shut them out. And the only way to get a strong brain is to have a strong body. And a strong body comes from pressure. So when you put your brain and your body under pressure, they get stronger. So if you lift heavy things, you have to lift heavier than what you can actually lift at the moment. That way your body is overloaded, so your muscles get stronger and your bones get stronger. And if you keep going till you can't do any more and then you do one or two more, you'll get mentally tougher, mentally stronger. It's that simple. And then people say, well, how should I exercise? How should I lift heavy things? The beautiful thing about the human body is the more muscles you use at the same time, the better the response from your heart, from your bones, from your muscles, from your endocrine system, from your hormones. If you lift as heavy as you can with as many muscles as you can, then it doesn't take very long, because the heavier you lift, the less you can do. The more muscles you use at one time, the better the result. So if you do little exercises, you get little results. If you do big exercises, you get big results. And of course, the human body works best in the upright position. So if you're doing something where your weight is supported, so if you're in the water, if you're on a bike, if you're on the floor, then it's never going to be as effective as when you're in the upright position. So lift some heavy things by picking them up off the floor and putting them back down again. So whether that's a barbell, a dumbbell, a rock, a plant, a child, a suitcase, it doesn't matter. Pick it up, put it back down again, pick it up, put it back down again. Lift as heavy as you can. And if you can do it more than 8, 10, 15 times, then pick a heavier weight. Make sure you're using every single muscle in your body. Give your body time to recover, which means you don't need to do your strength training every day, once or twice a week at the very most. And if you're lifting really heavy, you probably don't even have to do it that often. But you want to get strong muscles, strong bones, and a strong headspace. If you're mentally tough and physically strong, then when the world tries to push you over, it can't. It'll try. It might push you over, but you'll get straight back up again, or the world will try and push you over and you'll just stay standing because you're mentally and physically strong. So what if we did all of those things? What if we stopped arguing about what we should and shouldn't do? And what if we stopped arguing about diets and exercise programs and all the different scientists with all their different opinions? What if it was just think positive, drink more water till you've got clear wheeze, Eat more stuff that makes you feel fantastic and gives you energy to perform at your top level. Get puffed and turn your body into a fat-burning machine and pump happy drugs through your brain, and then lift some heavy things to make your muscles and bones strong, to make your head strong, and to keep you young. The beautiful thing about putting all of that beautiful package together, and I can't put it any other way, if you are fit and strong and healthy, then you can stay that way for the rest of your life, and you can be one of those people who is still downhill skiing when you're 80 and you're still playing your sport when you're 90 and you're still dancing and making mad passionate love to your partner when you're over 100. Have quality of life. And the only way to do that is to think positive, drink more water till you've got clear wheeze, eat the stuff that helps you perform at your very top level, get huffy puffy, fit, and turn your body into a fat burning machine and pump happy drugs through your brain, and have strong muscles and strong bones that will keep you mentally and physically strong and tough for the rest of your life. Let's stop arguing about all the other stuff and stick with the fundamentals. What if we start with those things? And if after that you want to add in some kind of weird exercise program or some kind of pill and potion or some kind of weird program, by all means, but let's stick to the fundamentals. Nothing is going to change whether you've been an exercise professional or a doctor or a psychiatrist or a neuroscientist. None of those have changed. No one will argue that you need to have a positive attitude. You need to drink more water till you've got clear wee so that you're hydrated. You need to eat the food that gives you energy. You need to be a fit person. You need to be a strong person. Nobody's going to argue with that. So stick with the fundamentals. Be excited about your life. Be passionate about waking up in the morning. And most importantly, live long and strong as a young person for the rest of your life. Woohoo!